Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today on the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about competition. We haven't talked much about this yet, but obviously with the state of where we are with our economy on a global scale, competition becomes more and more important every day. With the channels that we have right now, retail, D2C, whatever it may be on a consumer product brand, services, competition is something that all brands, companies have to address and find ways to diminish competitive forces. So when I looked at this, I said, hey, let's look at what I call the art of competition. That's what this is about. And I took a little bit of a spin off of the art of war, but the art of competition is very similar. You know, when you look at competition, it is war. You know, creating a strategy that overcomes competitive forces is what we'll talk about today. But I thought there was a great quote from Sun Tzu, The Art of War, where he talked about, know your enemy and know yourself, and you can fight 100 battles without disaster. I found the art of war to be very similar to the art of competition. You know, the forces of competition. How do you go to battle without pulling a sword? You know, these are all things that when you look at competitive strategy is how to diminish and crush your competition without having gone to battle with them. So when we look at the forces of competition, you know, what is this? You know, it determines strategic planning, marketplace execution. You know, these are all things that are shared among all industries. You know, but those who can anticipate both industry and competitive moves will succeed for generations. And that's what I've seen time and time again. The anticipation to be a step ahead of your competition. You know, Apple with the iPhone, the iPod, you know, the music industry where Apple actually disrupted that. You know, these are all areas that when you look at Tesla and the electric vehicle, all of these things are not just progressions, they're disruptions. Disruptions to the industry, but more importantly, disruptions to your competition. Either they can stay up with you or they get crushed, they get run over, or they just go bankrupt. You know, and these are things when you look at the art of competition, many times all the things that we discussed previously or things we talk about today are really things that really are controlled by you. So when you look at this art of war, the anticipation is the art of war. And brands who fight and win the battle, you know, without having pulled a sword are the ones who have mastered the art of competition. And that's one thing I look at here when we talk about forces of competition. How do you gain a competitive advantage? You know, finding ways to anticipate. I always found that one word to be very, very powerful when I talk with brands and when I present to companies is anticipation. It's a very powerful word because it connotates vision and the execution of that vision through anticipation of what your competitors can or cannot do, and you can. So it also takes a lot of risk. So by design, anticipation is this disruption you want to put in the marketplace through risk. So the anticipation that your competitors are going to do something that you don't necessarily care about, but in case they do, you want to be in front of them. So when you look at that again, being able to deploy this art of competition through this art of war principles, you know, you look at winning the battles without having gone to war. You know, that's the first thing I always look at when I talk with companies, you know, but unfortunately, many have gone to war and have shown nothing for their efforts. You know, a strategy which is built on a foundation of brute force inevitably fails. So you want to make sure you're strategic about how you go to war or how you fight your competition. You know, what are things you're going to deploy strategically, their anticipation of either what the marketplace is going to do and or what your customer needs. Either way, you're a disruptor, and as a result, you gain market share. So find a way to determine outcomes before they are fought, and you'll build a team and a brand set on a solid foundation, you know, a fortress, I call it, a fortress no other can penetrate. And what I mean by that is that when you have a vision and you actually are dedicated to that vision and you're anticipating what the marketplace needs, not what it wants, you're a disruptor. So when you look at building this fortress, your team will follow you, the brand, the vision, everything you've set up as a foundation will benefit as a result. So creating a culture where everyone knows their role in executing that strategy, that foundation, you know, works together to ensure the foundation stands and others envy. That's what your team wants. They want to work for a company that's dedicated to disruption, one that's dedicated to being a leader, one that when others look outside their four walls, they look at them with envy. They envy what you've made, you know, what your vision of the future is and how you've been able to consistently execute that vision. You know, the best they can hope for is to follow in your path, but never lead. That's the objective of a disruptor, one that will win every battle without having gone to war. So when you look at that, they're never going to lead, and that's where you want to be from a competitive perspective. So when we look at these forces, you know, there are several forces brands must be aware of in order to execute that art of competition in the marketplace. You know, and we'll look at a few of them today. The first is what I call this new blood. This is this new competitor in the marketplace. And with this scenario, new blood is that latest entry into the category. You know, one that has this new great idea, provides a potentially better service or product. So when you look at this, you know, combating this competitor takes anticipation, an innovative process, and the ability to never look over your shoulder. You know, each of these allows a brand to move ahead with your vision while ensuring new blood is blocked or eliminated from establishing a beachhead without you doing anything different, because you have a process. You are the disruptor. You are the leader. You're not the follower. So changing course is not an option, but pivoting without disrupting your business is critical. And what I mean by that is, don't be so stubborn that what you see as a change that needs to be made can be made through a pivot, but you never lose sight of what your vision is. So that's critical. So that's the first thing we look at, is new blood. The second thing is, to be successful against your competitors is scale. You know, this was to scale as a strategy many were caught off guard by during the pandemic, you know, and most were unable to recover in whole or in part. And what I mean by this is that the ability for you to produce great products is only your ability to get in the hands of your customer. So you can have this great vision, this great idea, but if it's not realized in the marketplace, you're not successful. So the ability for you to eliminate your competition is to have scale. And through that scale is having manufacturers the ability to produce great visionary product and take that away from your competitors. So when you have this new blood or a new entry, whatever it happens to be, you have that competitive advantage as a result of being the leader and having scale. So to attain this sufficient scale with a manufacturing matrix, with the core competencies needed to produce a consistently excellent product and out-innovating yourself first, is a winning formula for success and will crush your competition every single time. The third we look at is community. What is the community? Because you are a brand, because you have established yourself as a leader in the marketplace, you have a loyal community, a loyal following. When you look at brands today, what do they follow? They follow great brands, a great story, a great lifestyle, something that provides value to them beyond product. So this loyalty, which is recurring revenue, lifetime value revenue per customer, and value creation, which is a foundation to longevity of generational brands. These pieces of your foundation will create a wall no competitor can climb. You have built this loyalty, this trust, this revenue stream, this leadership position over years. This takes consistency and understanding of who your customer is, what they value, and why they buy your products is a strategic weapon built off your team's shoulders. And I go back to Steve's quote when he talked about, you know, great product and great brands are built not by an individual, but by a team. And again, Sun Tzu, where he says, know your enemy, know yourself. You can fight 100 battles without disaster. So your community is part of that foundation that everybody needs, but not everybody has. So when you look at new blood, you look at your competitors, you look at commodity brands, community is a point of difference. Your retailers want it, your consumer values it, and not everybody has it. So it's a strategic weapon in the art of competition to have a community that is loyal, that can provide recurring revenue when you need it. And the fourth piece is commodity players. And I call it players because they're players. Is the imitators, not the innovators, are the commodity players. They're not to be feared, but rather these are the ones to be called out and challenged at every turn. Imitators take great products and churn them into products or of inferior quality and lower tier price points. You know, as a result of what they do, they don't build any trusting, loyal community that embraces a value provided by a true brand, but rather it is following or looking for the next significant drawdown. They're not doing breakaway innovation. They're not doing breakaway products. They're following great brands who have built great products. Now, there's nothing wrong with commodity players, and you don't need to worry about them because they're never going to leapfrog you because that's not their culture. It's for them to follow you. But call them out as imitators. Call them out who they are. They're not the innovators. You know, some have been successful with this strategy. But this is like building your foundation on sand versus rock. Your choice. And the last one we'll talk about is rivals. Now, this is the most threatening part of a brand executing its future vision, is its direct rival. Those who have authentically built a loyal community, created their innovation pipeline, and stayed true to their foundation. You know, the complete opposite of the commodity players that are effectively following every move an innovator makes. So when you look at rivals, they are to be respected. And so when you look at this, this is where the art of war principles provide the most benefit. This is where you want to be very strategic. This is where you don't want to draw a sword. This is where you want to anticipate the moves of your rivals. You want to find ways to outflank them, diminish their impact, whether it be a service or a product, and put fires out before they start, which means rivals will have strategic weapons they'll deploy outside of products. It could be something that they're trying to provide an environment of distrust. So put these fires out before they start. And again, I'll reiterate, the art of war is winning without having gone to battle. So what can you do to anticipate your rival's next move and step out and take risks? All I'll say is never relinquish your lead. Never, never relinquish your lead. So these are areas that when you look at Art of Competition, what it stands for, again, know your enemy, know yourself, and you can fight 100 battles without disaster. So the Art of Competition, creating a strategy that overcomes competitive forces. We talked about five areas: new blood, the ability to scale, you know, how to address this new blood in the marketplace, community, how do you build that? How do you stay loyal? How do you deal with commodity players? And how do you anticipate moves of your rivals? So the Art of Competition is understanding that landscape, anticipating your rivals' moves, outflanking your competition, and finding ways to win battles through a strategy where you never have to draw your weapon. Find a way to win and you'll succeed every time. I wanted to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And hopefully you find the information that we put out each week very useful. And what we found through reviews and when we were originally putting together their Visionary podcast was found both personal and professional advice as well as information those listening to the podcast were looking for. So we wanted to be unique in that way, and hopefully you found that to be the case. And appreciate the reviews that you've been sending in, and we would certainly appreciate you signing up for our newsletter as well, which is an expansion upon what you're seeing on or hearing on the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And you can find that at two locations. One is bryansmeltzer.com, BryanSmeltzer.com, or our company site, liquidmindsite.com, LiquidMind. site.com. So we would appreciate any reviews, additional reviews, comments you may have. Sign up for the newsletter, and we look forward to talking with you next week.